I've always been interested in 3D printing. I think it's the way of the future, and a lot of the filament and film that they use now to make the 3D printing is actually quite sustainable. We gravitated towards PLA, which is derived from plant material. So I think as technology advances in the future, it'll be definitely something that we'll revisit.
So you've moved away from the 3D printing now towards using more sustainable materials to create your hives. What complications were you having with 3D printers?
The challenge of 3D printing is the expense factor and the time, I guess, the time to print each box and I guess the expense.
So how much would a 3D printed beehive cost?
Probably $600 to $900.
And what's that compared to a regular one?
To a regular one, a regular wooden box would probably retail at the moment for around about $140.
So quite considerable, but what would be the advantage in a beekeeper using a 3D printed box?
Okay, so the advantages to a beekeeper are to use a 3D printed box over a timber box. There's quite a few advantages actually. Probably spore-based disease is becoming more and more documented with our stingless native bees. So using a 3D printed technology, you can create that impervious surface that spore-based disease can't penetrate. A huge benefit is the fact that you don't need to paint the product. Probably the most significant factor that we're concentrating on is creating a hive that maintains a stable temperature. 3D printing in the future, we believe, will be able to achieve this better than an existing timber box.
Because native bees, they are susceptible to heat. They can only survive, 40 minutes in 40 degree heat. So the aim of yours is to invent a hive that does stay cooler. And you've just mentioned 3D printed boxes might be able to help with that. But what other types of materials are you looking at, especially now that you're looking beyond this type of technology?
We've been looking at HDPE plastic at the moment, which is high density polyethylene. It's a recycled material and there's plenty of it around. It's probably more affordable, or it's definitely more affordable than 3D printing. And at the moment, it just seems to be something that is a standout. We like it in the fact that it is impervious. We can wash it, we can sterilise it. It doesn't need painting and it's relatively easy to work with.
An aim of yours is to, as you say, invent a hive that can regulate heat. Why is that so important for native stingless bees, and what can you achieve if you're able to do that for the bees?
Well, it's really important for a stingless native bee. Probably you compare them to a honeybee. The honeybee collects water on a hot day and takes it back to the hive and fans the hive. It turns into a bit of like an evaporative cooler within the hive. The stingless native bee doesn't have the ability to do that. They don't take water back to their hive. They're very susceptible, and at 40 degrees heat for 40 minutes, they're finding, it's pretty much the extreme factor that they can sustain. They're finding now that stingless native bees out in our native bushland in logs and stumps, they're dying. So, we're in a crisis situation at the moment.
If you are able to invent a box that is able to sustain these types of bees, does that mean you'll start to see more honey from native stingless bees if you are able to create more of an industry around this?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a huge opportunity here, especially on the Sunshine Coast or Southeast Queensland, in fact, to build up a new product. Stingless native bee honey, you've got to admit, definitely has that wow factor. Everybody loves honey as it is, and research was released from the University of the Sunshine Coast last year demonstrating that stingless native bee honey has a lot of the same qualities as Manuka honey. So, I think the potential for a new industry is very, very high.
How profitable is it for beekeepers to produce honey from native stingless bees? As you say, the materials or the beehive could be, or at least at this stage, looks to be quite expensive with the materials you're using. And also, you only get about 1 kilogram of honey per bee each year. Is it worth it for beekeepers at this stage?
Yes, definitely. I think it's something that they should keep on their horizons. When we look at honey like Manuka honey, which is selling for $180 a kilo in China, just imagine how much stingless native bee honey would be worth. You know, pretty much the sky's the limit. It definitely has that wow factor. Once their properties and what properties and benefits are more well known, I think it will definitely be a viable industry. Pollination, stingless native bees, it's well documented now that they are better pollinators than honeybees on a lot of our agricultural crops. So, you know, the apiarist, he can put his bees out for pollination and the stingless native bee honey. A lot of avenues to be explored.